All right, so in this episode, I'm actually going to answer a great subscriber question. Want some options between selling a food product on retail store shelves or online? And what are some of the options available specifically for online sales? And we're going to get to that right now. All right, so this question actually comes from Tyrell. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tyrell, for asking. He had watched a video that I did about selling food online in regards to being a better place for retail. But his question was, I would like to explore both retail and online options. So which of the online options would you recommend for a food product? So thank you, Tyrell. I'm going to get right to it right now. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking to be online and you want to sell your product through the online marketplaces such as Amazon and Etsy and eBay, your own website, or even you just want to sell it to another company. So here's a handful of different ways, of course. Now, there are the platforms that exist already that are out there, and I highly recommend you be on them. The reason being is that you have a built-in audience, and I've kind of talked about that briefly in some of my other videos about how beneficial it is to have that existing traffic. Amazon has existing traffic for food products, right? eBay has the same thing, existing traffic for a different variety of food products. Now, outside of those, and of course outside of even having your own website, what are some of the other ways that you can sell your product online or through some e-commerce businesses? Well, there's a handful of ways. There are quite a few food distributors who sell their products that they purchase and warehouse through their own websites. They are great venues. They're great ways to get your product out there as well. And how that works is those food distributors would buy Terrell's product. Let's say Terrell made a hot sauce, let's just say. So they would buy that product. They would actually warehouse it, and they would sell it to their existing clientele as well as selling it online. A lot of online food distributors have e-commerce presence, so they actually can sell to individual customers or they can sell to existing businesses. These would be businesses like grocery stores, specialty food stores, the stores that are similar like Whole Foods. They would buy the product in bulk from the distributor, but the distributor can also turn around and sell it through their own website, which I've actually bought quite a few products from food distributors and then turned around and sold it myself through our online stores. So the way that you could do that is by simply selling it to them. Now, that would be the food distributors. Now, there's other ways that you can sell a food product as well online to drop shipping companies. Believe it or not, there are food drop shipping companies where you can actually create a website of product that you don't even physically have to have. You can create a drop shipping website from a company who will fulfill the order for you, and they are all food products. It's literally like an online grocery store that you can buy the grocery store, in a sense, put your name on it, and then turn around and sell the products, and that company will fill the order. And that sounds pretty exciting. We're actually in the process of looking at a couple of them that we're looking at right now. We haven't completely finished it yet, but we're looking at some companies that do drop shipping as well just to create additional sources of revenue. Now, what are some of the other options? Well, you can also sell a food product on your own website and utilize a fulfillment center like Amazon FBA Fulfillment, which is Fulfillment by Amazon program, which I've talked about before in some of my other videos, which is we actually utilize that ourselves. It's a great process. It's a great program. It is a little costly for them to fill the orders, which is why you can actually there is now fulfillment centers being popping up all over the place that do exactly what FBA does, what Amazon FBA does. But you would send your product to them, and then you sell it through your own avenues, whether it be through Amazon, eBay, or your own website. And once you sell it, that fulfillment center ships the product for you and handles it. So that's another method that you can use. Now, another way that you can sell online is that you can offer your product to food service. Food service is a whole totally different industry of the food business. They are the guys that actually fulfill orders for hotels, hospitality, universities, hospitals, any large area where there's a lot of either cafeteria or people who have to be fed. They purchase it, their product, their food products, through food service. Now, you could start your own website and offer those types of products through your own food service business. That is a way to sell food in a very big quantity or bulk, but to do that, you really got to have logistics. You got to have it set up to where you have the capabilities to run a warehouse. You're going to be dealing with food on a much bigger scale. The food service industry is very competitive. There's about two or three big players in the game of food service. Sysco is one of them, and there's two or three others that are gigantic. And so the idea of competing with them may not be good for you to do off the bat, but selling your product to them is another way that you can do that as well. And they can utilize your food product and sell it through their food service venues and their outlets. And that's another method to actually sell your food product as well. So there's about a half a dozen ideas. I'll keep it short and sweet and to the point. Those are some really great methods if you're looking for some other avenues to sell your product online as opposed to retail stores. And they work very well. It's just a matter of getting your food product completed and packaged and ready to go, and then solicit those companies and tell them, look, I'd love to sell this product to you. How can we get our product in your inventory? So think about those methods. If you got any questions about that, please do let me know down below, and we'll definitely hop to it as soon as possible. And I'll wrap it up. So Terrell, I hope that helps you out. It gives you some great pointers and tips on how to get some additional online sales from a food product as opposed to retail.